not that at all, you know. It's really different for us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this feels so different. It, just the South
Yay,
by Southwest.
Thank you for saying that.
I love you for saying that. Yeah, because it's, you know, Leonka and I know it's different, but, you know, relaying that to, you know, people in the Telesummit world, they're like, what? You know.
Well, I think a lot of people, that's the reason why they've signed on, is because they know it is. They just haven't said it the way that you have.
Right.
And they're like, okay, I get it. You know, like, and everyone we've talked with has totally been, yeah, for some reason they just know. So I'm super excited for you to be a part of this, too. Like, I could tell that when we talked about the live thing, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to work out even better.
Yeah. No, and I, you don't, you have no idea how many times I go out and tell people what I do, and there's just a blank, you know, blank stare and blank look on their face.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Right. When I tell them that I do a lot of speaking online and telesummits, and they have no idea what it is.
No clue. Well, you know, Leonka and I hope that we really, you know, put telesummits on the map for all those people that have the blank stare, you know.
Yeah.
We'd really like to be known for that. So, because I know we get the same thing. I was just in a meeting yesterday, and actually I was talking to some, it was a financial firm, and I was just talking to them about some marketing ideas, and, you know, I said something about telesummits, and they just all had that, you know, dog look, like, you know, huh?
Yeah, computer.
What?
Yeah.
And I mean, these are brilliant people, you know, and so it's great. It feels so wonderful. I mean, our driving force behind this is to reveal this amazing information, wisdom, insights from, you know, all these amazing speakers like you that a lot of people would never hear, would never get a chance to participate. They'd never get that insight, you know, that thing drop in that tells them, you know, they could do something different. They could choose something different. And that's what's exciting to us, not the people who are just the same old, you know, playing in the Summit world over and over.
Yeah, no, I mean, taking this to the mainstream would be amazing.
Yeah.
And they're ready for it. They're asking for it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know that some people say, oh, telesummits have had their tried and true. Yeah, it is if you play in the same model, right? But it is a great way to deliver great information, and it is a tried and true model. In other words, the technology behind it is easy, right? It's easy to get the information out there with and connect with really awesome leaders. The downside is that the model that people have been using to market is the same recycled kind of model, right? And so just taking that to a bigger mass audience with the more people is just like, wow, you know, and it's easy for them. It's easy for them to dial in and, you know, say, hi, I want some help.
And you know what's really interesting, Sandra, is we are out and doing our, you know, campaigning for this. It's so funny that people, they just have a hard time believing that it's that easy, that you just call in a number or you just click on your computer to hear, you know, an amazing speaker, leader, visionary. I mean, they don't know it's that easy to find this information.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, because they think, you know, it sounds complicated. Or,
right.
You know, oh, my goodness, that's, you know, they don't realize it's just a phone call. It's just a click on your computer, you know. It's like sit back and enjoy. For whatever reason, you know, telesummits in this whole world has somehow to the outsiders is seemed to come across as a very complicated system. You know.
That's interesting to hear. Well, I can remember when I first learned about summits and the personal development world that exists online, and that you could, in fact, make a living at this, and you could market yourself worldwide through, you know, these channels. And, you know, that was only a few years ago that I discovered this. So, yeah, like, this is awesome. I've never heard anybody talk about, you know, taking it to South by Southwest or, you know, a major network. So this is amazing.
Yeah. Yay. We're super excited. All right. Well, good. Well, then why don't we just run through a few questions and just see where we go? I mean, do you feel like you have
I would love that.
Everything you need, Leonka?
Yeah.
On as far as we've got her book on the first. I'm sorry?
I said, let me go back to her profile. There we go.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just we'll just jump in here.
Yep.
All right. Do you want to run through her intro to make sure she feels good with that? To make sure she doesn't, since we've got the time, in case she wants to tweak it. So we'll say we've started the recording, and I'll let you go, Leonka.
So I've already started the recording, just so I could keep some of the back end stuff. But hey guys, welcome to the reveal. We're so glad to have you. It's going to be an amazing time and trip through revealing yourself and finding out what you can find out, and just truly ask yourself the questions of what would be revealed to you if you could be just out of hiding and out in the front. And we have an amazing speaker on the line today. Her name is Sandra, and please help me with your last name. Sorry.
Fidelis.
Fidelis. Okay. Sandra, you know, she is a dating coach, a speaker, co-author, and it says dating coach online, but I would even say she is an attraction expert. She has co-authored the book Sexy Secrets for a Juicy Love Life, and Sandra helps high-achieving women recognize the absolute treasure that they are to the world, the entire world. I mean, because just being a treasure and knowing that is an amazing, amazing thing. So, Sandra, tell us a little bit about how you came into this.
Well, thank you so much for having me, both of you ladies. The way that I came into this is, you know, you like most of us come into this world of personal development. We have something that we want and we need to change. And so this leads us into this path. How I came into it is I was going through relationships that felt unfulfilling to me, and I kept banging my head up against the wall, and I just didn't know what was the cause of it. Like, why could I just not figure this part of my life out? I had figured out my career. I'd figured out education. But I couldn't figure out, you know, how to attract the kind of man with the qualities that I really wanted and to have a good relationship. So my process, my journey started out by going deep and studying with, you know, top leaders in this industry, reading everything I could get my hands on, studying energy psychology, other healing modalities. And then, you know, I went and got my coaching certification. And so what that did for me is it allowed me to bring together all of these skills that I learned to help people in, or actually to help women in this regard, in the love attraction regard, because I feel like, you know, women, powerful, strong, professional women out there, it often feels like you have everything together, but this part of your life is a part that you just can't figure out logically.
Yeah.
So this is what, you know, this has become my passion, and that's how I got involved with helping women really go deep and figure out what's standing in their way to meeting the right guy and then going out and meeting him.
I love that. You know, I noticed on your website you've got a great one-liner that says it's time to start rocking your love life instead of having it rock you. And, you know, that just says so much about, you know, how we have been just reacting and responding. So, you know, what can you say about that? I mean, I know you talked a little bit about, you know, treasuring ourselves more, and but, you know, what is it about, you know, we hear this all the time, you know, that about loving ourselves, and then that's the way that we're going to attract, you know, the person that we're really looking for?
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues I see with the women that I work with, and just in general with people, when they want something and they don't have it in their lives, there's usually an underlying belief that I'm not worthy of it, mm-hmm. right? Or that this, I just can't achieve this level of happiness or satisfaction in this area, whether it be money or, you know, your career or love or health or your body. There's an underlying belief there that you're just not worthy of it. So I think that, you know, you have to start with that. What is the root cause of that belief for you? Usually it starts, you know, in early childhood as we shape our unconscious mind, you know, before the age of 7. But it can happen throughout our lives. I mean, we pick up beliefs from media. We pick up beliefs from, you know, family. We pick up limiting beliefs that create our vision of what we're worthy of, right? So getting to the root of that is where you should really begin. And that's what's going to allow you to kind of start peeling away the layers of the onion so that you can get to the understanding that you, in fact, are worthy of it. And once you change on that level, then you begin to attract something different in your external and your external reality begins to shift as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's you also talk about something which I find fascinating, and I'd love to hear you explore that a little more. You talk about the dynamic between the sexes, and what do you mean about that? I mean, I read something, you know, where you said, you know, that was really your study, and that's how you got into really becoming aware of how things could be different. What does that mean, the dynamic between the sexes?
Well, it's almost like we speak different languages, you know. For example, my partner and I, he and I, you know, sometimes just don't see eye to eye on things because we're just, you know, wired differently. For example, I'll just give you an example of the way that I used to operate before I started to really read more about men and how they show up in the world. And this is something that a lot of, you know, very independent professional women do, is that I always felt like I had to kind of, you know, look out for myself and being independent and always, you know, really doing things on my own, going after things, you know, living in the world where you actually go after and go get what you want. It was hard for me to lean back and allow a guy to show up for me and to serve me, you know. And men, they want to serve us. They want to provide for us, even if it's not in, you know, if it's not money. They want to want to be that guy. They want us to be able to lean on them and trust them, and they want us to allow that to happen. And when you feel like you can't let that happen, or you feel like you have to go at everything by yourself, it creates a little bit of conflict in the relationship because, you know, he's going to feel like he's not really being able to show up for you and serve you.
Do you find that women are, I mean, what comes to mind when I hear what you're saying is like women are running a lot of masculine energy, which doesn't allow the man to be more of the masculine in the relationship?
Yes. Let me ask it in a different way. And I love the way she asked that. But let me ask it in a different way. Do you find that women are not willing to hear that? And what do you say to that woman that's not willing to hear that? Because I think that so much of the way that we've been brought up from, I could be wrong, but the way that we've been brought up from before has been, you know, we're so independent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to hear that. So I don't, both of that. So we're running masculine energy in order to overcompensate for that. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. And I think that the reason it's hard for, like, we're like, what are you talking about? You know,
right.
I have to look out for myself.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it for me if I don't do it? You know, I've been single for a while. I have a career. You know, I buy my own groceries. I take care of my own home. I take care of my car. I take care of my own needs. And now you're asking me to just, you know, be vulnerable and hang back and let somebody do this for me.
Or you're telling me that that's what they want to do.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and I think that it's surprising for them to hear that often. Is that really? Like, they really
no,
want
I agree
that?
With you. I do agree with you, but it is kind of hard to hear sometimes.
Yeah, it is hard to hear, you know, because it's foreign.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you experience, so it's, you know, it's a little bit unbelievable. Let me share a story, and this is, like, perfect for what we're talking about.
Okay.
I had a client recently who was, you know, we were working together. She had met this guy, and he was different than anybody that she'd ever been with, and she was just, you know, getting used to, like, you know, the dynamic that they were creating. And she emailed me and she said, you know, the other day he asked if he could, he's a contractor, and he asked if he could have his guys come out and, like, pressure wash my driveway. And I said, no. And you know, we had a little bit of an exchange about it. And then at the end he told me, why don't you just let me love you? Right. Because she was like, you know, I'm independent. I have, you know, I'm a single mother. I have a kid. I do it all. I don't need anybody to do anything for me. And sometimes we feel like, you know, if uh-huh. that we're a burden on them, uh-huh. we don't want to accept this. We don't want to receive this because we're a burden, or it's going to make us look weak, like we can't handle life on our own. But it's the exact opposite. They want to serve us. They want us to allow those walls to come down and to be vulnerable to receiving the love that they want to give us.
I love what you're saying, especially about the receiving, because like Leonka said, I think a lot of us have got into this place of, you know, well, you know, I'm doing it. I'm handling it. You know, I don't really, you know, especially maybe if we've had our hearts broke or something, you know, I can do this on my own. I don't really need whatever. But, you know, what would you say to our listeners who, and I know many of my women friends, and I'm probably one included, that have trouble receiving exactly what you're talking about. How does one shift that?
You know, the one thing that I tell women to do is just to start receiving, just to practice receiving with anybody. You know, if, you know, a friend of yours wants to take you out for coffee and she wants to pick up the tab, let her. If a guy wants to open the door for you or let you skip the grocery line, let him. Just train yourself to start receiving. And now that I've done this and I've trained myself, I I ask for help all the time at home with my man. And, you know, the other day, something as simple as, like, putting a Band-Aid on my finger. I was cooking, and I cut my finger, and I was like, babe, can you please put a Band-Aid for me? Simple things like that, you know, that just allow people to serve you and allow yourself to be in that space of receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a practice.
Yeah, I get that. I really get that. I think receiving is one of the big things that for a lot of us women, we don't know how to do, or we think we should be, you know, tough and we can do it all. I would agree with that. Well, you know, I see that, you know, you have a process that you use. I mean, can you tell us more about, you know, how would you work with you know, do you work exclusively with women? Do you have men clients? Or, you know, what would be the process of starting out with someone who, you know, just felt like they just could not, you know, make it in the dating world?
Well, the first process would be for us to, you know, have a conversation, for me to see, to get a feel for, you know, what you're struggling with, and you know, where do you really want to go, right? What kind of relationship are you looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step. And then once we, you know, once we come to the conclusion that we want to begin the process, there is a, you know, I have my signature process that I take my clients through. I work with both men and women, but most of my clients are women, are mm-hmm. single women. And what I do is I work with a process that I've created, as well as incorporate EFT, which is emotional freedom technique.
Mm-hmm.
And I can elaborate a little bit on that for you guys if you'd like for me to give everybody some information.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So emotional freedom technique is really, think of it as acupuncture for your emotions.
Okay.
So it's also called tapping. So what we do is we tap with our fingers on certain meridians or energy points in the body. And they are mostly in the head and in the upper body area. And what we do is when we tap on a certain emotion that you experienced at a certain time in your life. So we look for an event that we can tie to an emotion. And then once we tap, we work with the nervous system, right? Because we carry all of our blocks and all of that stuck energy in our nervous systems, and we release those emotions, right? So that they're no longer keeping you stuck. They're no longer having you behave in certain unconscious patterns that are keeping you stuck in the same, you know, in this, creating the same reality over and over. So it's called emotional freedom technique for a reason. You are gaining freedom from certain emotions that are no longer serving you.
Mm-hmm.
So my work with women in the dating world is a lot to do with, you know, old patterns that you've had in relationships, how you've shown up in the past, what you really feel you deserve, what you think about men, what you think about relationships in general, and what you think is possible for you. So once we begin to make those shifts on a deeper level based on identifying some of those limiting beliefs that you have, and we use the EFT to clear those out, then you begin to have a different experience. Then you begin to attract a different type of guy and feel attraction to him. Because you can attract somebody who's, you know, who has, who's going to be able to create something different with you, something healthier with you than you've experienced in the past. But often, women can do that, but they often push that away because it feels, you know, unfamiliar. So we work with what's going on under the surface that keeps you from attracting healthy love and keeps you from, and keeps you pushing away healthy love.
Well, you know, you said something just then that kind of just was a spark for me when you said, and we look at what's really possible. And, you know, I think that's, for a lot of us women, I think that's what we think about. You know, gosh, is that really possible that I could have all that, you know? So, you know, I love that you said that.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fear-based.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Personally, so one of the premises of Reveal is to talk about, you know, some of the things that you use in your regular world, in your everyday life, to implore some of these techniques. And so I'd like to ask that about you. So, you know, what do you use in everyday life with these techniques? You know, what if it's EFT or if it's just a mantra you wake up with, you know, what is something that we can use, you know, that I can wake up tomorrow and try?
I use EFT all the time because, you know,
too.
One of the things that I think kind of gets lost in our industry, in this love relationship dating industry, is that once you get into a relationship, it doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. You know, even if it's a great, healthy relationship.
What? Sandra, it's not.
I knew she was going to come in.
I'm giving away the secret. I'm revealing everything.
I love that. Thank you. That's what we're here to do. Like, give us the inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just want to keep it real. It's like, there's all this soulmate talk out there, and that's beautiful. I personally don't think that there's only one person out there for you that you could have an amazing relationship with. But, you know, there's all this soulmate talk, and like, you're going to attract this person, and it's going to be perfect. It's, you know, I wish that you were able to attract somebody and you just have no issues for the rest of your life, but things come up. And I personally love EFT for that. It's great. I use it because, you know, this person is a reflection of what still needs to be healed within you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they're going to reflect that to you sometimes on a daily basis. And if you pay attention in your conscious, you can look at this reflection as not as this person's doing this to me, but what is it inside of me that I still need to heal that is experiencing this pain, right?
I'm giving claps right now. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Profound. Thank you.
Yeah. Right, Bianca? I mean,
speak
on it.
I can't. Yes. Wow. Well, you know, I'm married, and I love my husband, and we came together. We didn't even know about the chemistry we had before, but I love him to pieces. We are so great complimenting each other, but he is a reflection sometimes every day of the things that, you know, I want to see better in my world too. It's not anything about him. It's my reflection. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't have to make it about him. I don't have to make it about him. And in fact, that's kind of why we work pretty well together, because I'm like, babe, I'm sorry I deflected this back on you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back and I'll say that. And I'm like, babe, I just put that back on you, but it's really about me. And he knows, because I've been doing this for a little while, that I understand things. And he's like, and I don't know where he got off, like, thinking he's just a really cool guy. And and he's like, that's all right, babe. We got this. And I'm like, I was like, can they all be born like you?
I know.
I ask her every day, can't we just, like, duplicate your husband or something and send him across the country? Because I don't know if you know this. Sandra, I'm in South Carolina, like you couldn't tell by my accent. and of course, Bianca's in Oregon. So, I mean, we have this lovely, you know, working relationship, and we're friends, too, and, you know, but we're across the world from each other. But, yeah, I'm always asking her, can't you just, like, you know, duplicate Roy for me.
And even if we did, right, it'd still be a duplication. I mean, a reflection and back of what we're putting out there in the world. So my being able to call myself out when I have a conversation does really help.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's great
going,
that you can do that too.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this question.
Time. Yeah.
This may take it a little bit deeper, you know, like I've heard this saying before, and I've always wondered and what you would say about this, Sandra, and that is that, you know, relationships aren't always here to make us happy, but to make us conscious, which brings me back to what you're talking about, the reflection piece, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you add to that? Because I have heard that before, because I think you're right. I think for so many of us, we've bought into this, oh, soulmate, oh, he's the one, she's the one forever and ever. And, you know, we think it's all going to be, you know, sunshine and roses. And I guess the reality is that person is in front of us for a reason. Do you believe that each person maybe has something to teach us, or
oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. And if you can get out of the bitterness of, you know, looking back back at your relationships and going, oh, this person wronged me and he did this, but rather look at each person as your teacher and, oh, this person taught me this and this person taught me that I really want this, this, and this. And, you know, if you can make that paradigm shift and really start looking at each relationship as bringing you closer to not only recognizing what you want, but bringing you closer to recognizing that you're worthy of it.
Mm.
Right?
Wow.
Each of them
can
do that for you if you allow it to, and just don't make it about you being a victim and that they're, you know, doing something to you. I think that
I think I want you to say that again, Sandra, because I know there's so many of us women out there, you know, we get together and we kind of, you know, talk about the man and, you know, you know, it turns into a man bashing or, you know, why do they, you know, why? So I want you to say that again. I mean, I want people to really hear that. I need to hear it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's about being conscious of what this person is, you know, is here to show me. And it's really simple to see what they're there to show you. What is it that is the biggest sticking point in your relationship with this person, right? So look back at your previous relationships. What was the biggest issue? And what is the root cause of that for you? You know, was it that you were super jealous? This person made you feel insecure and jealous. So what does that mean for you? That means that somewhere inside you need to heal something that makes you feel like you're not worthy, or, you know, some insecurity. So it's about looking at, you know, the gift that this person is to you rather than looking at, you know, they're just there to take from me. And no, they're there to teach you. They're your teacher, and they allow you to define exactly what you want to experience in a relationship.
Right. I love that. That's really beautiful. And I mean, to see things, you know, talk about, you know, the name of the summit is Reveal. I mean, so each partner or each person we date or have a relationship with can really be revealing something deeper to us, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, if we do pay attention, we can start to view relationships that way rather than from a perspective of a victim.
Mm-hmm. How would you, you know, a lot of us go into, it's really difficult when we're dating or when we're in a relationship, sometimes, you know, we go into this, there's this, and we were talking about this, you know, before you got on the line about how we can go into just a super reaction mode to something. You know, is that when you would use one of the tools like your EFT to stay aware and look at what's being reflected back rather than, you know, jumping into the he said, she said kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I would suggest, you know, if you're getting into a super reactive mode and you guys are just going around and around and not really understanding each other, is just taking a break. Because getting, you know, trying to have a conversation and a resolution during that time is going to be difficult because you are in that contracted, reactive mode. And so if you can just step back and allow your emotions to cool down a bit so that, you know, you are looking at things with a clearer mind, I think that's the best time for you to. And if you need to step away and, you know, do something like a healing modality like EFT to bring yourself down, I think EFT is amazing for that. But yeah, I think that the point is to just step back and allow yourself some time to cool down and talk things through with a clearer mind.
Right, right. Well, I love everything you're saying, and I also know that you have something very exciting that you're about to reveal, and so I know a lot of our listeners would want to play in your world more and hear more about how you can support them in love and their life and feeling great about themselves and attracting the right person. So tell us a little bit about what you're offering for our listeners.
And you can insert what you're offering here. So, again, it's just a dry run.
Well, we're just, yeah, we just are giving you an opportunity to really practice on selling your great program.
Okay. All right. So I have a great offer for everybody listening. And what that is an alignment session with me. So what you're going to get with this session is we're going to take a look at your patterns and relationships. And we're going to identify one of four categories in which you fall into. So with my work with women, I've spoken to hundreds of women over the past few years, and I've identified four major categories in which women fall under in terms of what limits them in relationships, what type of men they're attracting, you know, what their issues are in dating. And so during this session, we're going to identify your primary. And then we're gonna look at any secondary. And within each of these categories, there is an opportunity for you to shift. And then we're gonna talk about, you know, how you can do that as well. So we're gonna give you clarity as to why you're really struggling in your love life, and then I'm gonna show you what it is that needs to be done in order for you to shift that. And for you to attract somebody with who has the qualities and that you want, and that with whom you can experience the type of relationship you've always wanted.
Wow. Well, I'm all in on that. I think you just said
the
big word.
I am too.
It's like clarity, you know, clarity about what you really want to attract, you know.
Well, that's the first step, right? Clarity.
Yeah.
And as a married woman, I'm curious too, only because, you know, sometimes we just want to figure out where we are in this placement of our relationship and why we have the tendencies we do. Like, you know, just the way that we talk to our husbands or, you know, where it comes from. So just super curious. Wow.
Well,
this
sounds great. And I know this is a brand new project that you've been working on. So we're happy for it to be revealed on our show. Yay.
Perfect.
I'll be checking this one out.
Perfect. Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, having the opportunity to showcase this on your show and you know, and give your listeners the opportunity to go further with this work.
Well, at this point, we'd probably go ahead and take some questions or let you work with someone.
I lost a good time. Sorry, we'd probably either, if you wanted to do like an EFT process with someone so they could see what that looked like, or maybe just kind of if we wanted to do something with Deborah, like, you know, on her specific topic, then you could run through it and be like, hey, guys, if you want to know the tapping points, you can download them here, whatever resource that is, and then we just go through them without giving everybody exactly what it all is, right? We just go through it. Because there's so many resources for them to find out what actual EFT is, but we could do a clearing, right? Which I think.
All she would have to do is just say, you know, I mean, people are just listening, and she could say tapping on the eye, you know, at the top of the eyebrow, tapping at the
side,
so that kind of thing. Yeah,
side of the eye, bottom of the eye, right? So just give the point. And
then
they're all confused, they'll, you know, they'll get the replay and they'll get the tapping points through a resource. It's fine. I think it'd be really fun to do that with an actual topic that you work on so that people understand.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, whether it's, you know, me, I mean, I'd much rather one of the listeners get, you know, the benefit, obviously. And, you know, I mean, if she could take a couple calls, that would be great, whether she takes them all through the tapping or, you know, it could be somebody who's just saying, well, you know, I have, my heart's been burned so many times, I don't ever want to date again or, you know, whatever. I mean, there are people, you know, I know, there's friends I know who, you know, haven't dated in years because they're just afraid to get out there, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious. What would you say about
You'll
that?
Know.
It's one of my
You'll
closest
know.
Friends.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Leonica, what?
I was going to say she'll know whenever we're on the phone which call to take through a process and which not. Like, sometimes it just calls to you. It just says, hey, this is the one that I'm going to take through a process because everyone's asking that. But, yeah, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just – I did want to ask you only because I have a really, really close friend. I mean – You know, I mean, I'm not to the point there that I won't go out at all. I mean, you know, I've done some dating, but I do have one of my closest friends, and, you know, I mean, she's scared, you know, shitless to touch a dating site, and she hasn't had a date in years, and she's a great woman, and, you know, has got a great job, and but how do you even get someone started that is feels seems like they're, I mean, she wants to, she says she does. But she feels so far away from being able to, you know, let herself into that world.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, I do deal with that a lot. And often what you really need is somebody holding your hand through the process. You know, because you haven't really been out there in a while. And, you know, dating has changed so drastically over the past, you know, decade. 20 years, the online thing, the texting, all of that, and, you know, and just navigating this new territory, I think can be a little bit daunting for some people. So, you know, I did not want to go online either, and I actually, you know, did work with a coach and who really held my hand through the entire process. So I think that it's really about – dating is really about opening up all of the doors and all of the available channels for this person to be able to recognize that you exist. So online dating –
God, I love what you just said.
Right?
Yeah.
How are they going to know you exist if you don't make yourself known? Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All about being revealed, coming out of hiding, yes.
All about
exactly.
being revealed.
In
yeah, everything
way.
Ties
yeah.
back,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you know, as a business owner, we all know that when we hide, what happens?
Yeah,
in any area of our lives, you know, when you hide, you really are closing yourself off to getting what you want.
You know what? I would really love for you to expand. I'll try to remember to ask that question again somehow because I think that is so huge within women out there. I know with the women that I know, you know, that the hiding out and, you know, not letting themselves, you know, date at all or for whatever reasons, you know, they're hiding a part of themselves, I mean, that is huge. That doesn't get to receive, and what else is that doing to us, you know, to the whole being? So I'd love to, for us to go deeper on that on the call when we're talking about it.
Absolutely.
I'll write that question down so you can talk, you know, deeper on that. And then one other one that you brought up that I really want to ask about is, what are your views about texting and dating? You know, we hear all kinds of stuff about that now.
Texting and dating. I don't think you should be having long conversations via text. That's just annoying. You know, I think that texting is, there's a time and place for it. You know, if you
Very
want to.
Very cool.
Yeah, just check in throughout the day. Say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or, you know, had a great time last night, and you don't want to have a deep conversation. But, you know, one thing that attracted me to my man is that he wasn't a texter in the beginning. He actually called, and we would talk for hours like we were in high school on the phone. And that was – I was like, oh, this guy's old school. I like it, you know? So – and I actually – you know, when I was dating, I actually told a guy who only wanted to text and never called me. I was like, I can't do this. I'm just going to stop this right here because – You know, I've asked you if you can call me, and I always tell women, you know, you have to be direct with what you want, and but do it in a way that's kind, right? So just tell them, hey, listen, I'd love for you to, like, call me every once in a while or call me sometimes so we could talk versus just texting. You know, I want to hear your voice, and I want to have a conversation.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because I'm not, you know, if it's somebody that I am dating or care about like that, I'm not into, yeah, you know, long drawn out texts. I think there's something to be said about getting to know someone and their voice and the inflection, and you know, a lot gets lost in texting,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of guys right now that, yeah, that's just all they want to do, and I guess you do have to find a way to be assertive enough to ask for what you want, you know. Maybe that's another big topic you could talk about, is how do you ask for what you want when we're not, you know, trained to really think that we can, that we think that guys should know what we want, right?
Right, yeah. And sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't want to mess this up by, you know, coming off like I'm bossy or I'm too demanding. And it's just about being authentic and doing things, you know, with kindness and with tact, but, you know, really communicating what you want from the relationship and what you, you know, how you want things to go.
Right. Love that. Well, I think we're going to have an awesome conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything you're saying, Sandra. It is just, it's just so to the point. And, you know, I've had a few of my own ahas just on, just playing with you a little bit today. So, you know, I think this is great. You know, one thing that you could do, I mean, we just kind of ask questions here and there, but if you've got specific things that you want to really tie into your program, send us over some questions to ask you, or talking points you want us to bring up.
That way we lead that way very easily.
Yeah.
That way we make it the forefront, and it's a direct lead in, and you're like, well, you know, in my program, I talk about blah, 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 blah. You know, or this is something that I talk about in my program, and then you go into your content again, you know, to answer the question. You could totally feed very well.
Okay.
Yeah, because there may be a lot of things here. You know, we were just coming up with questions, but with you being the expert, you may know some things that, you know, need to be asked that, you know, our listeners would benefit way more than, you know, something we've asked
today. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just going off of what we, you know, what we know and sometimes don't know. So, but I think
it's more of what we don't know about dating, Leon.
I mean, I was on the phone for a second. I was like, she doesn't know. We could keep her on the phone for 4 hours.
I know. Yeah, she could process me and then process you and Roy.
So thank you. We're so grateful that you're doing the show. I think you're going to find that there's you're in great company. We're having so much fun doing it, and we're looking forward to your live interviews. So April 1st.
Perfect.
And I just love, because we've done this with a couple of our speakers, that it's worked out that we're getting to reveal their newest, latest baby, you know, on the show. So that makes us even happier to be playing with you in that way, and being able to help you introduce that, Sandra.
Oh, that's great. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you a question about that. Leonka, what do you want me to send over to you so you can host this?
It together. Description of, so this is the way that works really best, is if you have like a couple bonuses, right? So you want it to be irresistible. You want them to be able to choose it right then and there. They're like, oh my gosh, $97, no problem, or whatever the price point, right? So you're going to put in maybe a couple of interviews that you've done in the past as bonuses, because there's ahas in there. And then you're going to want to put descriptions for each one of those. And then give me a really great description of what somebody can expect to have whenever they're one-on-one with you. So whenever they do an alignment, I want to know, what is it that, you know, maybe three good bullet points. What am I going to come out with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can. I mean, for my friend Angelica, her relationship is on her forefront, but the back front is that, you know, she sabotages even her career because she's not doing what everything she wants to be doing in her relationship. That's a really bigger picture, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what can people expect from this alignment with you, right? So what's the dream that they can have? Because it is. It's an amazing thing when you can get that nailed down. And then what else? Oh, and then if you have a picture that kind of resonates with each thing, so if there's a talk that you gave on another show and it was really like, you know, was about, you know, opening the differences between sexes, or if it was, you know, opening whatever it is, right? So if there's a picture that kind of resonates with that, send that over, because for whatever reason, graphics really move people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can put it all together.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, I have a really great web chica, and she is beautiful and masterful at making me feel great. So she'll take, like, three little pictures and make them into something that I've never seen before. So
let Leonka fool you. She is masterful herself. I mean, she says that web person, but actually she is the absolute brains behind the scenes. So which is beautiful, because this is kind of what we got to do. This is the way we played before. I mean, Leonka did a lot of the really you know, brilliant put together packages and marketing behind the scenes, and I did a lot of the communication, and of course now we kind of all do a little bit of everything, but I'm just so grateful for Leonka and, you know, what we're able to do, and just meeting new people like you. I mean, that's what makes our job, like, you know, over the moon fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm excited. I know we'll play more together in the future. I'm feeling like this might be a really happy partnership for the future, too. So, yay.
And thank you so much, you guys, for reaching out to me. And how did you find me, Leonka?
Through Jazz Blackert. I don't know if you actually ended up working with her, but she had you on a hit list for some of the folks that she wanted to see what you had going on. So I just started researching what you had out there, and there was something about your site and about your pictures and about what you were saying in the site that I was like, no.
Leonka, I know what it was, because we were talking about, on your site, you were saying things like limiting beliefs and, you know, valuing yourself and, you know, bringing it back
it was more
to you.
Than, yeah.
It, yeah, it was so much more about this idea of, you know, like you said all along, the reflection, and yeah, we just so resonated with all that. We were like, yeah, let's get her on.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's so funny, because Jenith Blackert is one of the first people that influenced me to start doing telesummits and creating my own telesummits, and kind of
fantastic.
Got me into this world.
Cool.
So that's awesome.
Yay.
It just comes full circle. I love it.
It does. Yes. Yay. I love that.
Cool. So, ladies, it was awesome hanging out with you. And I think it's going to be great. We're going to have a really good flow to this interview.
Absolutely. Well, we look so forward to doing it live with you on the 1st and revealing your latest program, which, by the way, have you named it? What's it called? Do you know?
The session is the archetype alignment session.
Great. That sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. I love that word, archetype. And now your talk, Leonka and I were talking about, you know, the real reason you're still single. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, there's something about that. I think we can make it really juicier than that. And Leonka and I can look at that. Or if you've got
some
other ideas,
I'd like something along the lines of because we want it, like when you started talking about, like, we were like, hey, let's get deep. You know, you're like, no, I'm going to break it down. You know, basically you were saying,
yeah,
because
you said, you know, I'm going to be real with y'all. You know, so maybe it's the real
something in there, something that's that deep. So I liked the true dynamic between sexes, like people love to know about, like, you know, let's quit beating around the bush. Let's just really get in there. So I think that anything
and
around
I'm
those
wondering,
lines.
And I'm wondering if you can tie it in, because, you know, it sounds to me like you are coaching people, you know, even if they're single, you're helping them reach, you know, places in themselves that they've never found, and self-confidence, and how that ripples out into everything and valuing themselves, maybe something more along those lines, even though, you know, you're the vehicle you're going through it is, you know, helping people find a date, really,
right,
or a relationship. But I don't know, maybe we can just all three think on that and play with it, because I think we can really, with what you're offering, like the archetype thing and what you're really saying, I think we could do something that would really support
mm-hmm.
your show.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
yeah,
great,
for sure.
Yeah. Something
yeah.
to, something like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
how to catalyze an amazing
something.
Life on all levels by aligning with true love, something like that.
Yeah,
something's
yeah, something like
through.
That. Because
something,
and that
is coming through. Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and because and we want to be able to tie it back to your program too. You
right,
know, the archetype thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it might be, you know, how your love archetype influences all areas of your life, or you know, something like that. Yeah, tying that back into your program. Leonka and I have found that that works really well.
Cool.
You know, when
awesome.
You, yeah. Cool. Well,
right.
thank you so much for playing with us today. And I think the live, you are just going to rock it. So
I am excited about this.
Yay.
Be awesome.
Right. We are too. That's why we kept you on the line so long.
I know. All right. Well, we'll let you go now. But thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, ladies. We'll chat soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the